Welcome to Shom Achshav on the Daf. She responds to Loi Nishmas Ami Hakashom Le'Abbas Yitzchok. We're holding in Baba Kama Daf Yud. The Gemara on the Menov Amud Aleph starts analyzing the words of the Mishnah that said, "Echsharti b'miktzas nizkoi," someone who prepared part of the nezek. "Chavti b'tashlumi nizkoi ke'echshar kol nizkoi." He has to pay the full nezek as if he did the whole thing. And the Gemara explains, referring to a bor that was 9 tefachim and one added 1 tefach. The Gemara Amud Beis continues with the words "chavti b'tashlumi nizkoi." Doesn't say "chayav b'nizkoi." To tell me you're just mashlim nezek, you're just filling in. From here you learn ba'ilim mitaplim b'nevela, that the owner needs to take care of the nevela, and the mazik only pays the difference between the nevela and the full value. In Likutei Hash'as of the Arizal, a small sefer that speaks about a few pieces in Shas. There he has a long arichus to explain this Gemara and this concept. And different than many other places, he says things that are not based on Kabbalah terms. But he speaks about ideas that are Kabbalistic in their nature. And he says the following. What our Mishnah is referring to is what we call Gilgul Neshamos. Sometimes there's a Neshama of a different generation, and that comes and joins a neshama which is here in this world. Now, Rizal calls that ibur. Ibur is lashon ishum uberis, pregnant. As if you have, the same way a woman can be pregnant with another baby, so there is over here a neshama in this world, that another neshama comes and joins it together in the guf adam. That neshama that comes down to the world has a tafket, has something it needs to fix. And if it's here in the world to fix what is wrong in the previous Gilgul, then the neshama has challenges that maybe the current neshama does not have. The Arizal says, for an example, someone had a challenge of eating chaylev, which is usur, eating fat, which is usur. So he comes down to the world, this neshama that came from the previous generation, it has a challenge of eating chaylev. While the current neshama, that's not its tafket. So that does not have the challenge or the taiva to eat chaylev. So in this case, you have in this body two parts of a neshama. One of the current neshama, one of the neshama that's coming from Bnei Gilgul. And the only part that really wants to do the aveira of chaylev is the neshama that came by Gilgul. So meaning it's echsharti miktzas niskoi. It's not really doing the entire thing because there's two neshamas here in the body. And only one of them wants to do the aveira. But both neshamas actually enjoy the aveira. So therefore it's considered to be hichsharti miktzas nizkoi, but it's chayavti bekol nizkoi. The neshama who wants to do the aveira, it just did partial aveira, because there's two neshamas over here, but that's more responsible than the other neshama who had no taiva to do it. So therefore that neshama that came by Gilgul needs to pay, and says the Arizal, what does it pay? It gives his chelik in Gan Eden. He has to give part of his own reward to the other neshama. Continues the Arizal to explain our Gemara in Amud Beis. And he says the following. We learned this in the past in our Shiurim, that there's something called Havle Degarmi. What's Havle Degarmi? When you have a mace in the kever, there's a little small portion of the neshama which takes care of the bones. If the neshama would not be there at all, so then the bones would completely decompose and would never come back to Tchias HaMeisim. But now there's a little bit of a neshama connected to Etzem Aluz that stays with the bones. That's what brings life back at Tchias HaMeisim. As we spoke about in the past, this is really the idea of the kever and the neshamas that are in the kever. There is some life in the kever, some part of the neshama which is with the bones. The guf which is in the kever is titled the nevelo, so to speak, the dead body. Who takes care of the nevelo? Who takes care of the dead body? That is the original neshama which was in the guf, not the neshama that came by Gilgul. The neshama that came by Gilgul will pay to the original neshama its chelik and ganeidin. But which neshama is coming down taking care of the guf? Which neshama is bringing the havle, the garmi, that little ruach that the bones have? That's only the original neshama. And that's the meaning of the words habayli mitaplim benevelo. The bayli means the original neshama takes care of the guf. And Ayin Sham and Arizal goes on to explain what are the three different psukim that Gemara brings, how does it apply to the nezek that the neshama that came by Gilgul did. So to summarize, the way that Rizal explains, when we're speaking here about the mazik and the nizak, the one who did the damage, the one who got hurt, we're referencing over here a neshama that went into a existing neshama and guf that we have in the world. Someone couldn't be Gilgul. Gilgul called the Ibur, causes some damage by causing this guf neshama to do aveira and needs to pay it back with a chelik of Gan Eden. But the nevelim, the body itself, is being taken care of with the first neshama, torim amukim me'oid, which you don't really understand. But the Arizal brings it here in our daf, so at least we will learn the words of what the Arizal says. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list to WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.